Look at the exercises for task 2. Listen carefully. You will listen to the recording twice. Now listen to a conversation between an interviewer and Daniel Radcliffe. If you wish, you may start completing the exercises as you listen. Daniel Radcliffe, who plays Harry, spoke to this interviewer after finishing his last Harry Potter film.
Hello, Daniel, and thank you for accepting to give us this interview. So, how does it feel now that you've finished filming?
Obviously, towards the end, it was very emotional. All the actors cried a lot. The first month after filming ended was very strange. But I've always said this about Harry Potter. Once you're in, you're never really out. There is some sadness in leaving it, but I'm excited about the future.
Did you take any souvenirs from the film set?
I really wanted Harry's glasses. I didn't want the wand, neither the cloak. I definitely didn't want the broom. I ended up getting 2 pairs of glasses, one from the first film and one from the last. I'm very happy with them.
Emma Watson, who plays Hermione, organized a dinner party after the filming ended. How was it?
It was fantastic. I've never organized a dinner party in my life. The idea terrifies me. Emma cooked. She got the actors together and we all went to her house. It was really nice and full of memories. We were all chatting about the early days of filming and how young we all were then.
What's your best Harry Potter memory from the past 10 years?
It was the scene in the 6th film where I burst out of the water in the cave, surrounded by a ring of fire. For the past 5 years, I've taken for granted that I get to play an action hero. It's rare for actors to do that. It's a lot of fun, and I'll miss that, certainly.
If J.K. Rowling calls you tomorrow and says she's writing yet another Harry Potter book, would you want to star in that next movie?
No, probably not. 10 years is enough. I think the films have come to reach a rather perfect and wonderful conclusion. But I have J.K. Rowling's word that she won't be doing that.
And now, Daniel, the last question. After 10 years, what has it meant for you as an actor and as a person?
I take away with me a love of film and the most amazing group of friends anyone could wish for. These are people I will remember forever, and I feel very lucky.
Thank you, Daniel, for being with us today.
Thank you for having invited me.
Listen to the exercises and complete them. Number 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box. A. All the actors in the Harry Potter film were happy when filming was over. Tick the correct box now. B. Daniel Radcliffe feels that his future will be great. Tick the correct box now. C. Daniel Radcliffe definitely wished to have Harry Potter's glasses as a souvenir from the film set. Tick the correct box now. D. Daniel Radcliffe helped Emma organize the dinner party. Tick the correct box now. E. After the dinner party, the actors went to the cinema to watch the latest Harry Potter film. Tick the correct box now. Number 2. Tick the best answer. A. According to Daniel Radcliffe, it is quite common, very common, uncommon for actors to play the part of an action hero many times. Tick the best answer now. B. Playing the role of Harry Potter has taught Daniel Radcliffe to appreciate, write about, criticize films. Tick the best answer now. Number 3. Tick to show the correct answer. Once you're in, you're never really out. Daniel Radcliffe said this about taking part in the Harry Potter films. By this, he meant A. You have to carry on playing the part of Harry Potter. B. You never really stop being part of the film experience. C. You will always have a job in films after playing Harry Potter. Tick the correct answer now. Number 4. Complete the sentences. A. During the dinner party, the actors talked about and. Now fill in the blanks to complete the sentence. B. Daniel Radcliffe will not forget the people he worked with on the film because he says. Now fill in the blanks to complete the sentence. Listen to the recording again. Daniel Radcliffe, who plays Harry, spoke to this interviewer after finishing his last Harry Potter film.
Hello, Daniel, and thank you for accepting to give us this interview. So, how does it feel now that you've finished filming?
Obviously, towards the end, it was very emotional. All the actors cried a lot. The first month after filming ended was very strange. But I've always said this about Harry Potter. Once you're in, you're never really out. There is some sadness in leaving it, but I'm excited about the future.
Did you take any souvenirs from the film set?
I really wanted Harry's glasses. I didn't want the wand, neither the cloak. I definitely didn't want the broom. I ended up getting 2 pairs of glasses, one from the first film and one from the last. I'm very happy with them.
Emma Watson, who plays Hermione, organized a dinner party after the filming ended. How was it?
It was fantastic. I've never organized a dinner party in my life. The idea terrifies me. Emma cooked. She got the actors together and we all went to her house. It was really nice and full of memories. We were all chatting about the early days of filming and how young we all were then.
What's your best Harry Potter memory from the past 10 years?
It was the scene in the 6th film where I burst out of the water in the cave, surrounded by a ring of fire. For the past 5 years, I've taken for granted that I get to play an action hero. It's rare for actors to do that. It's a lot of fun and I'll miss that certainly.
If J.K. Rowling calls you tomorrow and says she's writing yet another Harry Potter book, Would you want to star in that next movie?
No, probably not. 10 years is enough. I think the films have come to reach a rather perfect and wonderful conclusion. But I have J.K. Rowling's word that she won't be doing that.
And now, Daniel, the last question. After 10 years, what has it meant for you as an actor and as a person?
I take away with me a love of film and the most amazing group of friends anyone could wish for. These are people I will remember forever, and I feel very lucky.
Thank you, Daniel, for being with us today.
Thank you for having invited me.
Listen to the exercises again. You may finish off any remaining exercises as you listen. Number 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box. A. All the actors in the Harry Potter film were happy when filming was over. Tick the correct box now. B. Daniel Radcliffe feels that his future will be great. Tick the correct box now. C. Daniel Radcliffe definitely wished to have Harry Potter's glasses as a souvenir from the film set. Tick the correct box now. D. Daniel Radcliffe helped Emma organize the dinner party. Tick the correct box now. E. After the dinner party, the actors went to the cinema to watch the latest Harry Potter film. Tick the correct box now. Number 2. Tick the best answer. A. According to Daniel Radcliffe, it is quite common, very common, uncommon for actors to play the part of an action hero many times. Tick the best answer now. B. Playing the role of Harry Potter has taught Daniel Radcliffe to appreciate, write about, criticize films. Tick the best answer now. Number 3. Tick to show the correct answer. Once you're in, you're never really out. Daniel Radcliffe said this about taking part in the Harry Potter films. By this, he meant A. You have to carry on playing the part of Harry Potter. B. You never really stop being part of the film experience. C. You will always have a job in films after playing Harry Potter. Tick the correct answer now. Number 4. Complete the sentences. A. During the dinner party, the actors talked about and. Now fill in the blanks to complete the sentence. B. Daniel Radcliffe will not forget the people he worked with on the film because he says. Now fill in the blanks to complete the sentence. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening examination.